In Isle of Wight News this week, the Isle of Wight NHS Clinical Commissioning Group is seeking the views of wheelchair users across the Isle of Wight to help inform decisions on the new service locally. The CCG say they are committed to ensuring the right care is delivered at the right time, in the right place, by the right people. As a result, they are exploring opportunities for re-procuring the Isle of Wight wheelchair service, along with colleagues in West Hampshire and Southampton. To inform the procurement process, there is a need to hear from service users to help the CCG consider how they can deliver the best possible service for the island's population. If you would like to request a paper copy of the survey, or would like to access an easy read version, contact iwccg.iw@nhs.net. Meanwhile, police are appealing to the public for information following a car crash in Ninwood. Officers want to speak to two drivers who may have information about the crash. A police spokesperson said, "We are appealing for information following a collision in Ninwood on the Isle of Wight. At 10:37 p.m. on Friday, April 26, police were called to a single vehicle collision involving a blue Volkswagen Golf on the A3054. The vehicle had left the garageway and caused damage to some roadside furniture. Following the collision, it is reported that the driver spoke with the occupant of a white Volkswagen Golf, which had stopped at the scene. We are appealing for the drivers of the two vehicles that stopped at the scene to come forward and speak to the police. If this was you, or you have any information about this collision, please call police on 101. Finally, bus passengers on the Isle of Wight now have access to real-time travel information and journey planning, thanks to Southern Vectis. The operator is making the service available to celebrate the launch of its new website, and its team is marking Responsible Business Week by talking to customers travelling on its services about all the new site has to offer. Southern Vectis General Manager Richard Tildesley said, "We are excited to be providing those travelling with us across the region with quick and easy access to live bus timetables at the tap of a button or the touch of a smartphone." That's it on Jasper Hedgehog's O'Toole.